Welcome to the Organic Chemistry Audio Tutorial Series by Rapid Learning Center. In this audio tutorial, we will discuss the Introduction to Organic Chemistry. By viewing this tutorial, you will learn about the chemistry of carbon and the language of organic chemistry. You will also learn about functional groups, acids, bases, electrons, mechanisms, resonance, and delocalization. Organic chemistry is the chemistry of carbon. The chemistry of carbon consists of structures. We will be discussing those structures and the terminology that is used to explain them in terms of functional groups, acid-base theory, and lastly, electron pushing. The background information for organic chemistry includes the chemistry of carbon and the language of organic chemistry. Carbon is the basis of all living things. Organic chemistry is the chemistry of carbon compounds. Organic compounds are used for food, medicine, fuel, plastics, and clothing. Organic chemists have synthesized medicines, medical implants, plastics, paints, fibers, and many other things. The study of organic chemistry allows a student to understand these chemical processes, with the goal of improving them and developing new products. First, let's discuss the language of organic chemistry. Terminology. Learn the proper vocabulary and abbreviations. Next, learn how to draw structures correctly. In order to draw the structures correctly, you need to know the number of bonds per atom. Carbon has 4 bonds. Nitrogen and phosphorus can both form 3 bonds. Oxygen and sulfur can form 2 bonds. Hydrogen and the halogens, fluorine, chlorine, bromine, and iodine, can each form 1 bond. In summary, carbon is the basis of all living things. Organic chemistry is the chemistry of carbon compounds. Organic compounds are used for food, medicine, fuel, plastics, and clothing. Learn the proper vocabulary and abbreviations, and learn how to draw the structures correctly. The functional groups are alkanes, alkenes, alkynes, aromatic, alkyl halide, alcohol, ether, thiol, sulfide, aldehyde, ketone, acid halide, carboxylic acid, ester, anhydride, amine, amide, and nitrile. Organic compounds are called hydrocarbons. The main groups of hydrocarbons are alkanes, alkenes, alkynes, and aromatics. If a halogen, X, is added to an alkane, an alkyne, an alkene, or an aromatic, an alkyl halide is formed. If a carbonyl bond is added to a hydrocarbon, an aldehyde or ketone is formed. If oxygen is added, alcohols and ethers are formed. If nitrogen is added, amines and nitriles are formed. When hydrocarbons are added to sulfur, thiols and sulfides are produced. When an alkyl halide is mixed with a carbonyl compound, an acid halide is formed. When an alcohol or ether is attached to a carbonyl carbon, a carboxylic acid or an ester is formed. Two carbonyl groups attached via an oxygen forms an anhydride. When an amine or a nitrile is mixed with a ketone or aldehyde, amides are formed. Hydrocarbons contain carbons and hydrogens. An alkane contains carbon-carbon single bonds. Butane is an example of an alkane. It contains 4 carbons, each linked to each other. The N2 carbons are also attached to 3 hydrogens, while the central carbons are attached to 2 hydrogens. An alkene contains a carbon-carbon double bond. 1-butene is an example of an alkene. An alkyne contains a carbon-carbon triple bond. 2-butyne is an example of an alkyne. An aromatic compound contains a 6-membered ring with alternating double and single bonds. Toluene is an example of an aromatic compound. It contains 7 carbons. 6 form a ring. In that 6-membered ring, there are 3 double bonds and 3 single bonds. There's also a methyl group attached to this ring. R, or an alkyl group, is an alkane that has lost a hydrogen. X is a fluorine, chlorine, bromine, or iodine. An alkyl halide, or haloalkane, contains an alkyl group and a halogen. 1-bromobutane is an alkyl halide. An alcohol consists of an alkyl group, R, and a hydroxyl group, OH. 1-butanol is an example of an alcohol. An ether contains an oxygen with an R group on both sides. Diethyl ether is an example of an ether. A thiol contains sulfur with an R group on one side and a hydrogen on the other. 1-butane thiol is an example of a thiol. A sulfide has a sulfur with an R group on both sides. Diethyl sulfide is an example of a sulfide. An aldehyde contains a hydrogen attached to the carbon of a carbonyl group, with a hydrogen or an R group on the other side. Propanol is an example of an aldehyde. It contains a 3-carbon chain. The last carbon contains a hydrogen and a double bond to an oxygen. A ketone contains 2 R groups attached to a carbon on the carbonyl. 2-butanone is an example of a ketone. 2-butanone is a chain of carbons 4 carbons long. One of the central 2 carbons contains a double bond to oxygen. This type of carbonyl group is called a ketone. An acid halide contains a halogen attached to the carbon of a carbonyl group. A hydrogen or R group is attached to the other side of the carbon. Propanoyl bromide is an example of an acid halide. Propanoyl bromide contains a 3-carbon chain. At the number 1 carbon, there is a bromine and also a double bond to an oxygen. A carboxylic acid contains a carbonyl group with H or an alkyl group on one side and an OH attached to the carbon of the carbonyl group on the other side. Butanoic acid is an example of a carboxylic acid. It contains a 4-carbon carbon chain. The first carbon in the chain is bonded to 2 oxygens. One of these bonds is a double bond, forming a carbonyl. The other bond is a carbon-oxygen single bond. This oxygen is the oxygen of a hydroxyl group. An ester has an H or an alkyl group and an OR oxyl group attached to the opposite side of the carbon of the carbonyl group. Ethyl propanoate is an example of an ester. Ethyl propanoate is a 3-carbon chain. The first carbon in the chain forms a double bond to an oxygen, which is a carbonyl group, and also a single bond to an oxygen, which has a methyl group on the other side of it. This type of group is called a methoxy group. An anhydride contains 2 carbonyl groups separated by an oxygen. R and or H groups are attached to the carbon on the other side of the carbonyls. Propanoic anhydride is an example of an anhydride. In propanoic anhydride, there are 2 carbonyl groups which are bound together by being attached to the same oxygen. Each carbonyl group is also attached to a CH2-CH3 tail. Amines contain at least 1 alkyl group and a nitrogen. The other positions are hydrogens or alkyl groups. Ethylmethylamine is an example of amine. It contains an ethyl group with a nitrogen attached to one end. That nitrogen is also attached to a hydrogen and another methyl group, thus the name ethylmethylamine. Amides have a nitrogen attached to the carbon of a carbonyl group. The other positions are hydrogens or alkyl groups. N-methylpropanamide is an example of an amide. N-methylpropanamide is a 3-carbon chain, the end of which forms a carbonyl group. The carbonyl carbon is also attached to a nitrogen, which has a methyl group and a hydrogen group as substituents. A nitrile is an alkyl group attached to the carbon of a carbon-nitrogen triple bond. Propane nitrile is an example of a nitrile. In propane nitrile, there is a 3-carbon chain. The first carbon in the chain forms a triple bond to nitrogen. The pain reliever, acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol, contains an aromatic ring, which is attached to an alcohol, and also an amide. Remember that an amide is a carbonyl group which is attached to a nitrogen. Vanillin, a common compound in foods, has an aldehyde group which is attached to an aromatic ring which is also attached to an alcohol and a methyl ether. An alkane contains carbon-carbon single bonds. An alkene contains a carbon-carbon double bond. An alkyne contains a carbon-carbon triple bond. An aromatic compound contains a six-membered ring with alternating double and single bonds. R is an abbreviation for an alkyl group. X is an abbreviation for the halogens, fluorine, chlorine, bromine, and iodine. An alkyl halide, or haloalkane, RX, contains an alkyl group, R, and a halogen, X. An alcohol consists of an alkyl group, R, and a hydroxyl group, OH. An ether contains an oxygen with an alkyl group on both sides. A thiol contains a sulfur with an alkyl group on one side and a hydrogen on the other side. A sulfide has a sulfur with alkyl groups on both sides. An aldehyde contains a hydrogen attached to the C of a carbonyl carbon. H or R is attached to the other side of the carbonyl. A ketone contains two alkyl groups attached to the carbon of a carbonyl group. An acid halide contains a halogen attached to the carbon of a carbonyl group. A hydrogen or an alkyl group is attached to the other side of that carbon. A carboxylic acid contains a carbonyl group with an hydrogen or an alkyl group on one side and a hydroxyl group attached to the carbon of the carbonyl group on the other side. An ester has a hydrogen or an alkyl group on one side and an OR group attached to the other side of a carbonyl. An anhydride contains two carbonyl groups separated by an oxygen. The other side of each carbonyl group is also attached to an alkyl group or a hydrogen. Amines contain a nitrogen which is bonded to three other alkyl groups or hydrogens. They can be NH3, NRH2, NR2H, or NR3. Amides have a nitrogen attached to the carbon of a carbonyl group. The other positions of the nitrogen are either H or R. A nitrile has an R group attached to a carbon with a carbon-nitrogen triple bond, RCN. In this audio tutorial, we will be covering three types of acids and bases, Arrhenius, Bronsted-Lowry, and Lewis acids and bases. Arrhenius acids and bases are defined by their ability to form hydronium and hydroxide ions. Bronsted-Lowry acids and bases are defined by their ability to transfer protons, and Lewis acids and bases are defined by their ability to either accept or donate electron pairs. An Arrhenius acid is a substance that disassociates to give hydronium ion. For instance, sulfuric acid, H2SO4, when mixed with water, disassociates to form H3O and HSO4-. An Arrhenius base is a substance that disassociates to give hydroxide ion. Sodium hydroxide is an example of an Arrhenius base. When sodium hydroxide is dissolved in water, it disassociates to form sodium ions and hydroxide ions. Bronsted-Lowry acids and bases are defined by their ability to donate and accept protons, H+. A Bronsted-Lowry acid is a substance that can donate a proton. HCl is an example of a Bronsted-Lowry acid. If HCl is mixed with H2O, HCl donates a proton, H+, to H2O, forming the chloride ion and H3O+, the hydronium ion. In this case, HCl is behaving as a Bronsted-Lowry acid because it donates a proton. And water, H2O, is behaving as a Bronsted-Lowry base. A Bronsted-Lowry base is a substance that accepts a proton from a Bronsted-Lowry acid. In the case of ammonia, NH3, when ammonia is dissolved in water, it accepts a proton from water, forming NH4 ammonium and hydroxide ion, OH-. When mixed with water, NH3 behaves as a Bronsted-Lowry base, and water behaves as the Bronsted-Lowry acid. A conjugate acid is the acid that results from a Bronsted-Lowry base gaining a proton. In the case of HCl and H2O, the hydronium ion that is formed by H2O accepting a proton from HCl is the conjugate acid of H2O. The chloride ion, Cl-, is the conjugate base of HCl. A conjugate base is the base that results from the Bronsted-Lowry acid losing a proton. In the case of NH3 and H2O, OH is the conjugate base of H2O, and NH4, ammonium, is the conjugate acid of NH3. You may have noticed that in one of the examples I gave, water behaved as a Bronsted-Lowry acid, and in the other, it behaved as a Bronsted-Lowry base. Water is what is called an amphoteric compound. A compound which can react as an acid or a base is an amphoteric compound. A Lewis acid is a substance that can accept electron pairs to form new bonds. A Lewis base is a substance that can donate electron pairs to form new bonds. NH3, when mixed with BF3, donates an electron pair to BF3, forming a new bond. In this case, NH3 behaves as a Lewis base by donating an electron pair, and BF3 behaves as a Lewis acid by accepting the electron pair. An Arrhenius acid is a substance that disassociates to give H3O, the hydronium ion. An Arrhenius acid is a substance that disassociates to give OH, the hydroxide ion. A Bronsted-Lowry acid is a substance that can donate H+, a proton. A Bronsted-Lowry base is a substance that can accept H+, a proton. A conjugate acid is the acid that results from a Bronsted-Lowry base gaining a proton. A conjugate base is the base that results from a Bronsted-Lowry acid losing a proton. An amphoteric compound is a compound that reacts as an acid or a base. A Lewis acid is a substance that can accept electron pairs to form a new bond. A Lewis base is a substance that can donate electron pairs to form a new bond. In organic chemistry, it is important to know about electrons, mechanisms, resonance, and delocalization. The basic rules of drawing mechanisms are to identify the most electronegative atom and the least electronegative atom in a bond. Locate the electrons on the more electronegative atom. A mechanism is a step-by-step explanation of what happens in a chemical reaction. The flow of electrons in a mechanism is from the most electronegative atom to the least electronegative atom. In a mechanism, the nucleophile donates the electrons to the electrophile. In the example of the methoxide nucleophile, adding to H+ a proton, methoxide behaves as a nucleophile. Oxygen is more electronegative than the proton, H+. Therefore, oxygen in methoxide is the nucleophile, and H+ is the electrophile. We should push the electrons from the methoxide towards the proton, H+. Now let's discuss resonance and delocalization. Resonance structures are two or more equivalent structures for the same arrangement of atoms. The only difference is the location of the electrons. Delocalization is electrons that are distributed among more than two atoms that are bonded together in a single molecule. As an example, nitromethane, CH3NO2, has two resonance structures. In the case of CH3NO2, one oxygen forms a double bond with nitrogen, while the other one forms a single bond. There is a positive charge on nitrogen and a negative charge on the singly bonded oxygen. If we push the electrons from the minus charge towards nitrogen, then we must push one of the electron pairs from the double bond to the other nitrogen out towards the oxygen. These two structures are resonance structures. In summary, locate the electrons on the more electronegative atoms. Identify the most electronegative atom in the least electronegative atom in a bond. A mechanism is a step-by-step explanation of what happens in a chemical reaction. The flow of electrons in a mechanism is always from the most electronegative atom to the least electronegative atom. The nucleophile donates the electrons in a mechanism. The electrophile accepts the electrons in a mechanism. Resonance structures are equivalent structures for the same arrangement of atoms. The only difference is the electrons. Delocalization are electrons that are distributed among more than two atoms that are bonded together. Here is a summary of what we have learned in this tutorial. Organic chemistry is the chemistry of carbon compounds. There are three types of acid-base theory: Arrhenius, Bronsted-Lowry, and Lewis. Amphoteric compounds can react as acids or bases. A mechanism is a step-by-step explanation of what happens in a chemical reaction. The flow of electrons in a mechanism is always from the most electronegative atom towards the least electronegative atom. Resonance structures are two or more equivalent structures for the same arrangement of atoms. The only difference is the location of the electrons. Congratulations! You have successfully completed the audio tutorial Introduction to Organic Chemistry by Rapid Learning Center. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.